He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 513. Outstanding gadget today to show you. This is a device that I have been using for many, many years, and I have one. It works fine, but I do need another one. And I decided actually to upgrade. So at the end of the day, they both are going to do pretty much exactly the same thing, but one may be a tad faster and has some interesting upgraded features that we'll kind of touch on. So stay tuned for that. Also, remember you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Well, folks, it is smoking hot here in Arizona. Smoking hot. A day or two ago, it hit 118 here in Phoenix. Oh, my God. It is hot, and it's the time of year when you turn on the cold water in the shower, and there isn't any. And the reason for that is that the ground surface, the ground is so warm, so hot, that the water table where you get that residual water coming into the shower is warm. So I am craving for an ice cold shower. I've got to find a nice swimming hole that has cool water. I am looking forward to that so much. Okay, today we're going to take a look at, as I said, the gadget of the day. And we are going to have many apps that we'll talk about, some esoteric and some actually very functional apps that we'll take a peek at this week. So let us take a look at what we have today for the gadget of the day. Of course, this is our Gadget Professor webpage. You can watch the Gadget Professor anytime you like, or any Gadget Professor show, just by going to www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and you will see 513 actually episodes, and about 250 maybe more CES videos, and about 300 more videos from National Association of Broadcasters, NAB, which is now scheduled, I think, for this October, and yours truly will be going and doing my show there, and more about that later. So let's take a look at what we got. Today we are going to do kind of a two-part series, if you will. And what we're going to do is take a look at the NVIDIA. And if you don't know what NVIDIA is or who they are, you should. They are one of the leaders in making graphics cards and quality streaming devices, which we'll take a look at. Really an excellent company. We do a lot of video editing and animation in the company. And we use pretty much all NVIDIA high quality processors. So this is called the NVIDIA Shield. This supposedly is faster, smarter, and all new design now with Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos, the most advanced Android streaming media player in the world. And now it will hook up to the Google Assistant, which is actually built in. So they make two models of this device that you can see here, A and B. One is a more expensive model and an upgraded model. The upgrades to this model, I have actually an older model of this one. I just upgraded, and we'll take a peek at that to the quote latest and greatest. Now, I guarantee you, I'm going to open this up today, unbox this NVIDIA Shield, and I guarantee you in the next month or two, you will see a brand new NVIDIA streaming device, and I'm going to be really annoyed. But whenever I buy something like this, I try to check to see if something new is coming up, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I needed this, so I bought it. And you watch, next month or two, there'll be a new latest and greatest machine. Anyway, enough said. What is this? Well, it's really fast. The latest advanced NVIDIA Tegra X1 Plus processor makes the Shield up to 25 faster than the previous generation, which I do own. Actually, I own three generations back. Dolby Vision Atmos. The fusion of Dolby Vision and HDR pictures and Dolby Atmos sound transforms into a massive entertainment powerhouse. Yeah. AI upscaling artificial intelligence. Upscale HD videos to 4K using the power of artificial intelligence. What's going to happen with this AI is it's going to give you crisper, clearer videos enhanced to 4K resolution in real time. So you may have an old video, like an old, like a Tarzan movie from the 1930s, and it's going to look like 4K. It still won't be in color. And it also has a 4K HDR, the most 4K entertainment that you could possibly get, all your favorite shows in the highest possible quality, period. An NVIDIA Shield is a streaming device that is just the best one out there. At least that's what they're saying. So what is this thing? Well, it comes with the remote, as all streaming devices do. What's it like? It's like Apple TV, Apple Fire. It's like the Roku box, but it's a different platform, if you will. And it's also a marvelous, really nice gaming machine, if you're into that, for the kids, and you can buy all kinds of accessories. And they do have a very economical subscription to games, and you can play a bazillion, I don't know how many, but a lot of free games that you're able to play on this. Also, it is an Android device, so you can load any Android software that you may desire. You can load or purchase and put on this Shield TV. So that's essentially what this is. Bring your home theater to life with Dolby Vision HDR, Dolby Atmos, delivering ultra-wide pictures and quality breakthrough sound. We talked about all that. So this is going to show you essentially what 4K looks like compared to 1K or 2K or no K. And it shows how it does upscaling, and it really has a nice web page where you can see the plethora of things that this is designed to do. Yes, it will get you Netflix, YouTube, Spotify, Vudu, HBO, whatever you're subscribed to. This will allow you to access that. So it's a complete multi-purpose streaming box with the addition of having one, a plethora of games at your disposal, plus purchase subscription at your disposal. Plus, it's an Android device, so you can put in all kinds of apps. So it does a lot of things. And now it has Google Assistant built in. Search for movies and shows, access media playback controls, change the temperature, dim the lights, and so much more. This does it all. It's very, very cool. And it also works with all my Arlo stuff. So I could just say, you know, Google, show me my front door camera, and it will show me that. So it will also work with all my colored lights, which is also a cool thing. So it's a very nice device. A little bit about gaming. You can get what's called a multiplayer, which is a controller, which takes batteries, or you can charge it. Free to play, quick multiplayer. Let's see where else. Here's some of the games: Fortune, Warframe, Dauntless. I'm not a big gamer, but these are the two devices, and this is what it boils down to. There's the TV Shield, and then there's the TV Pro level. I'm going to take a look at the Pro because that's what we're going to unbox in a minute. This has more storage space, two USB 3.0 ports for expandability, Plex server, which is what I'm going to be using, and I'm going to show you how to set that up at a later date. So this is what we're going to take a look at, and what I'm going to actually do is we're going to unbox the Shield right now, see what's in the box, see what the components are, and then in a week or two or so, I'm actually going to show you how I hooked the device up, how I hooked up the movie server, the new Plex server that comes with this, how I'm able to access that and upload and download and watch movies on it. Very easy, at least I hope it's easy, because it's easy on the one that's, 4 years old. So let's take a peek and unbox this. Here is the Shield TV box, if you will, the NVIDIA Pro model. And it is brand new in the box. And now I'm going to actually flip this open and take my trusty knife here. And we are going to stab into this and actually open this up and see what we got. So let's do that without cutting myself. Okay, so that is now open. And we shall flip it back up. And there we are. You're seeing this for the first time like I am. So here's our wonderful remote, triangular in shape, very nice, definitely made out of plastic. Interesting how they go directly, direct button to Netflix, but not HBO or anything else. Right off the bat, they have a lot of space here, so it would have been nice if they would have put like HBO or Prime TV or Hulu or Vudu or whatever it is, because there's space there to do that. Maybe they'll do that in the next model. On and off menu, probably play, you know, reverse, things like that. Everything that you'd want seems to be on there. Batteries are going to go in this. I'm not even sure where. I don't see a charging station plug on this, but we'll check this out later. Right here is the box. These are not big by any stretch of the imagination. This is it. And let's put this to the side, and I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff underneath this part. So here, of course, we have the charger power pack, which we'll need. Let's check this out. This unfortunately looks like it's a proprietary cable. At first I thought it was a C, but it's not. It's NVIDIA. Pain in the neck, but that's the way they do it. And then here, of course, we have our instructions, and that's it. There ain't nothing else in here. Let's put this aside and take a quick peek at the actual boxes itself. As I said, these are very tiny. There's a lot of stuff in them, but it looks very space age, if you will. This is definitely the top of the device. Nothing on any of the sides. And on the back, this is where all the action is going to be. Pretty straightforward right there. Your power supply that I just showed you will go in. Certainly, you have an Ethernet cable. You can use the cable, or certainly there's Wi-Fi in there, and you can hook up to the Wi-Fi. This is an HDMI output, only one. And right here you have two input jacks, and of course these are USB 3. And that's pretty much it. There's nothing else in terms of connectivity involved in this. I know that you're going to be using, and I will take advantage of these two USB ports. I believe you can put a mouse and a keyboard in there if you so desire. I also know that at least in other models, they had your remote control that you can actually use to be a mouse, and also it will use a keyboard if you so desire. I don't like using this for that. I prefer a keyboard and mouse and a wireless keyboard at that. Right here, I'm going to take advantage of those ports, and that's probably where I'm going to put in a hard drive for extra storage and also storing my videos, movies, documents, things of that nature. So this is it. As I said, next week or the week after, in a couple weeks coming, I will hook this puppy up and run you through the main items that you need to know. I am going to use this one to build a Plex server so I can store movies and things on it, my DVDs, things of that nature, so that I can watch them electronically instead of using a DVD player. That's the only way to go. So I will be able to upload from anywhere to that Plex server and download, actually stream the movies from this Plex server box. So that's one of the uses. The other use that I definitely plan to use it for is I got grandkids, and a couple of them are into gaming. So I will use it for games for them also, to give them something to do. Yeah, not that they need to play games, but it will give them some other educational activities. Only educational games, no bang-bang games. Yeah. So those are the two main uses that I'm going to use it for, streaming and gaming. The other thing that I will definitely use it for is I will be loading a variety of different types of apps onto this device. And what are those apps? Well, I'll show you some of them, but, you know, I'll use the police scanner because I like that. Kodi or some other type of file server system will definitely end up on that. And we'll talk more about that in the next couple weeks. So a lot of stuff to look forward to. So again, this is the NVIDIA Shield. It is not cheap. It's actually quite pricey, but I have found them to be quite reliable and quite good at what they do at that particular price point. So you have two to choose from. One's the TV Shield for $150, and for $50 more, you're going to get the Pro. I would advise getting the Pro if you can spring the extra $50 and you're looking for a nice streaming box. This will do a lot of things for you, and it's beefier, so it's worth, well worth the extra $50, in my opinion. Okay, let's go on to some apps. We have a lot of apps. This app is gone free today. I don't know if it's going to be free when you log on, but this is called App Advice. You need this app, get high quality paid apps and free for any iOS that you have. This is going to also answer any of your iOS questions. So it's a very neat app. It's free, at least now. It's called App Advice. So check that out. You're going to find it very interesting, and you're going to see that they post little trivia types of things and not so trivia types of things that will help you further enjoy your iOS operating system. So take a peek at that. Now, this next one is an app I just like a day or two ago came across it. I've used it for maybe two or three times now. Works pretty good. I don't know if I'm going to keep it. I do like it, but you know, after a month or two, I'll make that determination. It is free at the moment. It's note-taking, write and writing app. Nice little app. Create those quick notes. Just tap a button and start typing. Simple design, simple style. You can record life, study, and work. Multiple features, multiple ways to record text and photos, and that's what I like. You can record ideas, you can record meetings and lectures with the audio note taking capability. You can capture moments, blah, 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 but it's a nice little app. You're also able to cut and paste. Some of the note-taking apps don't let you do that. This one does, so that's awful nice. This next one that I'm going to talk about, I have. And I don't want to leave home without this. This is the magnifying glass and flashlight. This is designed for the iPad. I absolutely love this stupid thing. It's awesome. I hate to say it, but there are times when I can't read a menu, or I can't read an article, or I can't see. So this will allow me to have a nice flashlight and also act as a magnifying glass. And it's very handy in situations where you can't see what you're doing. So you know what I'm talking about out there. So check this out. It's 100% free. There are in-app purchases as there are with pretty much every app today. But for the price of this one, free, and the basic stuff that it gives you, it's very good. So you might want to download that. I won't tell anybody. This next app is for the folks out there who want a video editor, cheap, real cheap, but a quality editor. This will fill that bill for you. It's very cheap. It's free. This is called VivaCut Pro Video Editor. And if you want to make some videos from the stuff that you shot on your iPhone or iPad, this is the one you'll want to use. This application allows editing videos, adding text, adding special effects, which you don't get often in a free version, but you do in this one. It's going to add background images and content and music, and it has a lot of things going on for it at that price point, free. I'm not sure there's a better one out there at that price. This does a lot of interesting things, and it gives you some pretty high-end features. Very easy to learn, very easy to use. So if you want a video editor for free, this is the one to pick. All right. Now, as you all know, it's very rare, real rare, that I will even mention a game on the Gadget Professor show. I am definitely not into gaming. However, if you want something that's totally mindless, and I don't know, if you want to play Vegas slots and don't want to sink actual coins into the slots, check this app out, because it's probably one of the better pound-for-pound Vegas slot editors that you'll ever see. 4.4 stars out of 5. That's very, very good. And you'll enjoy this, and you don't have to tell anybody that you're using it. I don't know. It works well, and if you like that type of stuff, there it is. Now, this next one I really like. I, as a child, as a teenager, read comic books. And according to my mother, I wouldn't read anything else, and at least I would read a comic book, so she didn't care. I liked Superman, Batman, I liked the Green Lantern, I loved Aquaman, I loved Mandrake the Magician. If any of you dudes out there remember Mandrake the Magician, I loved that comic book. I haven't seen Mandrake in a long time. However, if you still would like to read comic books on your Android device, there is no better reader, and this is a relatively new one, called Cineva. This is a smart comic book reader, and it does a great job. I really like this, and it will allow you to interface with the CBZ and the CBR and pretty much all of the CB formats. And if those of you folks who never tried this, or you read any kind of comic book on your phone device, typically they're CBR files or CBZ. And you have to have that type of reader implemented in the app that you're using, or it won't work. So this one does have that, and it's free. It's a very nice app. Again, this is on your Google Play Store, and for your Android, for those Android folks out there. And then last but not least, this app is a godsend. If you have any kind of Android device, tablet, phone, whatever, yes, even the Shield box, you can load this app onto the device, onto the Android device, and it will print any printer that's on Wi-Fi. I have not found a printer yet that it won't print to. So by all means, load this down. You will be very happy with it. It shows you here, this works with Adobe, Brothers, Epson, Fujifilm, Samsung, Toshiba, Lexmark. You're going to be hard pressed to find a device, a printing device, that this won't talk to and print. So very simple to use. Excellent, excellent app. I really definitely enjoy this app and use it a lot. So you may want to do that too. Try it out. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Stay tuned for upcoming shows. We're going to take a much closer look at the Shield TV, probably 2-3 more shows on that, show you some cool things that we can do with that box. You're going to like that. And I will see everybody next Thursday. So long. Be well.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor, or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.